بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We're discussing some of the harms of the schooling system. The first one is that many syllabus, they include such concepts which directly attack a person's iman. And even worse, there are those parents who send the children to Christian missionary school, for example, where the children sing hymns and the praises according to the Christian belief system, which is complete kufr, takes a person out of the fold of Islam. Second thing, in the schools, there is a lot of immorality and shamelessness. In fact, it is even taught and encouraged. Boys and girls end up interacting with one another, which eventually may result in illicit love affairs. This even can happen in so-called Muslim schools, where boys and girls are taught in separate classes. But normally we know what happens there in between. This is one other great harm of the schooling system. And in many of the schools, boys and girls are encouraged to meet one another, to sit next to one another. And nowadays, even worse, where certain educational systems, sex education is taught to young children, which destroys the person's akhlaq and character. The third harm of many of these schools is the majority of teachers in the schools are either non-Muslim or they are Muslim people whose lives are not according to the Shariat. Both groups have a very negative effect on the innocent and unsuspecting children. Children generally look up to their teachers, they revere their teachers, they honor their teachers, always try to imitate them and mimic them in whatever they do. Whatever the teachers say is sucked in by these young children like a sponge, how water goes into a sponge, and it is engraved in the heart of the person. So in this way, the qualities of the teachers, their lifestyles, their thinking, their way of dealing with issues are all transferred to a child. For example, if a teacher comes to school wearing a knee-length skirt, at least half of her legs open, exposed, then all the girls will want to wear the same, believing that this is the right way to dress. So this can have very detrimental results, which we are seeing with our own eyes. These are the child's formative years, and it is of great importance that they get correct Islamic nurturing and the companionship of the pious people to mold them into obedient Muslims, which Allah Ta'ala desires us to be. So this is the third harm that the company a person keeps. One is the friends also, and one is the teachers, which many of them, their akhlaq and character is not according to Islamic akhlaq and character and Islamic beliefs. Number four, the fourth harm which is found there is that importance and priority is given to secular education, and the greater part of the child's day and energy is used in it. There is very little bit time or no time at all left for dini education and dini studies. And normally it's left to the latter part of the day when a person is completely exhausted. You don't even realize it, but this system day in and day out builds the mentality of our children. As a person grows up, he believes that the object and priority of life is dunya. And deen is merely on the sideline. When a person has got some free time, then he must go towards deen. And this is exactly what the Western people want, the kuffar want. So, and also we find many times in the schools, parents actually encourage and condone that don't worry about deen studies, they're not so important. For example, if a child will miss his study salah because of writing an important examination, then the parents will say, well, what can we do? Certain madrasas, you get a person will come, children will come, and they say that parents will come, we are not happy with the progress of our children, we are sending them for extra classes. So the whole morning they are going to school, 8 hours, and then in the afternoon again they go now for some classes, and even worse, dancing lessons, piano lessons, and many of these things. And these are the parents who have got no fikr and concern. The child unfortunately also becomes like this here. So they have got no respect thereafter for any matter of deen. The fourth harm is that a child is normally exposed to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he has to break. And he's not mature as yet, he won't get sin for it. The parents will get the sin for it. But the evil effects of the sin will destroy the heart of the child. And it will teach him for the rest of his life to remain in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, a child is brought up in an environment where there's so much of evil and not much attention is made to upholding the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many sins, for example, music is found in many, many schools. Animate objects, drawing of animate objects, looking at animate objects, this is found generally throughout the classes. Even the syllabuses, unfortunately, are found in full of pictures. And many are completely haram for people to even look at these things. So only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect and save us. Then if we are willfully disobeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, children are made to draw such pictures in class and as homework. But this comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُصَوِّرُونَ. The people will get the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Those who take pictures, those who make pictures. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, inshallah. We will continue later. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdika.